Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. The Festival of Colors Holi is being celebrated across the country with vibrant hues, music and festive joy. President, Vice President and Prime Minister extend greetings to the countrymen. Russian President Vladimir Putin thanks Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Trump for their efforts to end Russia-Ukraine conflict. Center plans to turn Northeast into the next saffron hub. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman criticizes M.K. Stalin for dropping rupee symbol in Tamil Nadu budget logo, and India top medals tally with 134 medals at the World Para Athletics Grand Prix 2025. The Festival of Colors Holi is being celebrated across the country today with vibrant hues, music and festive joy. The festival symbolizes the victory of good over evil and marks the arrival of spring. Holi also conveys a message of equality and fraternity as people from all sections of the society, regardless of caste, creed, age or gender, come together to celebrate with great enthusiasm. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have extended their greetings to the people across the globe celebrating the Festival of Colors. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu urged the citizens to come together and take a pledge to fill the lives of all the children of Mother India with the colors of continuous progress, prosperity and happiness. BJP President and Union Minister J.P. Nadda celebrated Holi Festival at his residence in New Delhi today. On the occasion, party workers and others joined him in the celebrations and extended the greetings to each other. Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva also graced the event. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta also extended her wishes for the Holi Festival. In a message, Mrs. Gupta said that this festival is not just a celebration of colours, but a living symbol of victory of truth, strong bond of relationships and mutual brotherhood.
आप सभी को मेरी ओर से होली के इस पावन पर्व की बहुत ढेर सारी बधाई और शुभकामनाएं। हम सभी को मालूम है कि होली केवल रंगों का त्योहार नहीं, ये अच्छाई और सच्चाई की विजय का त्योहार है। मैं चाहती हूँ कि दिल्ली सुरक्षित होली खेले, अपने आप को बचाते हुए, हमारे सारे के सारे संसाधनों का बचाव करते हुए हम ज्यादा सुरक्षित ढंग से इस होली को खेले।
In Uttar Pradesh, the joy of Holi is visible across the state from Braj Mandal to Ayodhya Dham. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath flagged off the Bhagwan Narasingh Vishwa Yatra in Gorakhpur today. Extending greetings to the public, the Chief Minister said, Holi promotes the message of unity. We have a report.
In Braj region, people are celebrating Holi with joy and enthusiasm. Different types of Holi, including Latmar Holi, Phoolon Ki Holi, Laddumar Holi, is part of the month-long Holi celebration in Mathura Vrindavan. Travelers from all over the world are experiencing the rich cultural heritage, vibrant colors and lively environment of Holi in Mathura and Vrindavan and Barsana. In Varanasi and Ayodhya, Gulal was offered to Sri Kashi Vishwanath and Sri Ramlala in the morning. People are celebrating Festival of Colors with harmony. High security arrangements have been made to maintain law and order situation in the state. Director General of Police Prashant Kumar informed that police units have been deployed in sensitive locations to maintain communal harmony. Exclusive patrolling is underway in high footfall areas, including festival venues. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Holi festivities are in full swing in Madhya Pradesh. City squares, streets and neighborhoods in the state are replete with colors since morning. Braj-style Holi was played at the residence of Chief Minister Mohan Yadav. Our correspondent has filed the details.
In Madhya Pradesh, Lord Mahakal in Ujjain played Holi first in the state. Today at 4 a.m., Baba Mahakal was smeared with Gulal during the Bhasmarti. In Mahiyat too, Abir and Gulal were offered at the feet of Ma Sharda. On the occasion of a Holi Milan ceremony was organized at the Chief Minister's residence in Bhopal. BJP State President V.D. Sharma also participated in this program along with Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav. A Holi procession is being taken out in Bhopal in which hundreds of people are celebrating the Festival of Colors. In Indore, Holi Milan ceremonies are being organized in more than 100 colonies of the city. At the same time, crowds are also being seen at religious and tourist places like Pachmadi, Bhelaghat, Maheshwar, Omkareshwar, Hanvantia and Patalpani. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
In Gujarat, the festival of Holi Dhuleti is being celebrated with great zeal and fervour. Phool Dolotsav and Faguni Poonam are also being celebrated today in the holy pilgrimage places of the state. Devotees gathered since early morning to participate in the Mangala Aarti of the temple of Raja Ranchor Raiji in Dakor. Devotees travel to Dakor on foot from different parts of the state. In Dwarka, a large number of devotees are visiting the Dwarkadhish Jagat temple on the occasion of Dhuleti. A special festival darshan and Phool Dol Mahotsav are being organized from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. today. Russian President Vladimir Putin expressed gratitude to several world leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi and U.S. President Donald Trump, for their continued attention to the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. At a joint press conference with Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko last evening, Mr. Putin acknowledged the efforts of the world leaders, including Prime Minister Modi and the presidents of Brazil and South Africa and others, for their commitment to seeking peace in the war-torn region, despite the many global challenges they face. Mr. Modi, during a meeting with President Trump at the White House last month, stressed that India is not neutral in its stand on the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Instead, India is siding with peace.
दुनिया का एक सोच रही है कि भारत न्यूट्रल है भारत न्यूट्रल नहीं है भारत का अपना पक्ष है और भारत का पक्ष है शांति हम पहले दिन से ही और मैंने राष्ट्रपति पुतिन को उनकी मौजूदगी में मीडिया के सामने कहा था कि ये समय युद्ध का नहीं है और मेरा एक कन्विक्शन है कि समस्याओं का समाधान युद्ध के मैदानों में नहीं निकलता है वो टेबल पर चर्चा करके ही निकलता है.
Earlier, the U.S. had proposed a 30-day ceasefire, urging Russia to accept the deal without any conditions. President Putin, while expressing support for a ceasefire, acknowledged there are nuances that need to be addressed, adding that he had serious questions about how the proposal would be implemented. India has termed the allegations made by Pakistan that India was involved in its train hijacking as baseless. In response to media queries on the remarks made by the Pakistan side, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that New Delhi strongly rejects the baseless allegations of Pakistan. He added that the whole world knows where the epicenter of global terrorism lies. Mr. Jaiswal said that Pakistan should look inwards instead of pointing fingers and shifting the blame for its own internal problems and failures onto others. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology Jitendra Singh today said that Northeast is a key driver for India to realize the vision of Vikasit Bharat, and the region will also become the country's next saffron hub. While laying the foundation stone for the new permanent campus of the Northeast Centre for Technology Application and Reach, NECTA, in Shillong, Dr. Singh stated that since 2021, the government's mission saffron has expanded saffron cultivation across Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh and Meghalaya.
Initially, it was being operated from Delhi. Then it moved over to Shillong in the post-COVID era, sometimes around 2021 or so. But they didn't have a campus of their own. And I'm glad today they have laid the foundation stone and performed the ceremony of coming up with their own building. So this is an institution which is catering to entire Northeast.
Dr. Singh said that large-scale cultivation is now underway at Menchuka of Arunachal Pradesh and Yuksom of Sikkim, with plans to extend it to Nagaland and Manipur. It will turn the Northeast region as India's next saffron hub after Jammu and Kashmir's Pampore. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has criticised the Dravida Munnetra Kadigam DMK government in Tamil Nadu for replacing the official rupee symbol with the Tamil Roo in the logo for the state budget 2025-26. The logo released yesterday by the Office of Chief Minister M.K. Stalin featured Roo, the first letter of the Tamil word Rubai, which represents the Indian currency in the vernacular language. The finance minister accused the DMK government of disrespecting the official rupee symbol, which was designed by the son of one of their own MLAs. Former Chief Minister and Opposition Leader E. Palanisamy also accused the DMK government for evading the main issues and adopting silly political games. State BJP Chief K. Annamalai accused the government for diverting people's attention and maintaining double standards. Meanwhile, the budget session of the Tamil Nadu Assembly began today with the presentation of the budget by Finance Minister Thangam Thennarasu. Noisy scenes were witnessed in the Assembly by Opposition Leader E. Palanisamy as his request was denied by Speaker M. Appavu. The BJP members also staged a walkout. Later, speaking to the media outside the Assembly, E. Palanisamy said that they had walked out as his appeal to discuss alleged graft in state-run liquor corporation as the Enforcement Directorate had held searches related to the state-owned company. BJP leader Nayanar Nagendran said that the ruling party was involved in various mismanagement of funds. Denying the allegations, Minister Senthil Balaji said there was no mismanagement and said that regulations were followed in procurement of liquor for TASMAC. Reserve Bank of India Governor Sanjay Malhotra has said that India has taken the lead in providing finance to renewable energy projects by including them in priority sector lending to accelerate the country's transition to a low-carbon economy in the fight against climate change. Addressing a policy seminar on climate change risks and finance in New Delhi yesterday, the RBI governor said that central banks in advanced economies have traditionally followed an asset-neutral approach. On the other hand, central banks in emerging markets and developing economies have adopted directed lending policies to channelize credit to certain sectors of their economies, given their individual country circumstances and developmental objectives. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will begin his three-day visit to Assam this evening. During his stay, he is scheduled to attend multiple programs. Mr. Shah will travel to Golaghat from Jorhat Airport to spend the night at the Lasit Borphukan Police Academy at Dergaon. More from our correspondent.
Tomorrow morning, the Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the state-of-the-art Lasit Borphukan Police Academy and lay foundation stone for housing projects of the Police Academy in presence of Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma and Union Minister of Port, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal at Dergaon before departing for Mizoram. The Union Minister will attend a program of Assam Rifles at Aizawl in the afternoon and later return to Guwahati for an overnight stay. The Home Minister on Sunday will address the 57th Annual Conference of All Bodo Students Union at Dotma in Kokrajhar District, and later in the day, Mr. Shah will review the implementation of new criminal laws for northeastern states in Guwahati with the chief ministers of all northeastern states before returning to New Delhi in the evening. Aminul Hazuddar, Akashvani, Guwahati.
An earthquake of magnitude 5.2 jolted Ladakh's Kargil early this morning, according to the National Center for Seismology, with tremors felt in Jammu and Kashmir. The earthquake occurred at 2:50 a.m. at a depth of 15 kilometers. There have been no reports of any damage or casualties. India wrapped up a remarkable campaign at the World Para Athletics Grand Prix 2025 in Delhi, finishing atop the medals table with an impressive total of 134 medals, including 45 gold, 40 silver and 49 bronze. With outstanding performances across the track and field events, the host nation showcased its growing strength, depth and determination in para athletics on the global stage. We have a report.
The final day of the Grand Prix featured several thrilling moments, adding to India's dominant run in the competition. In the men's shot put F11-F20 category, India swept all the medals as Sagar clinched gold with a throw of 11.47 meter, followed by Jhanka Singh with silver with 9.91 meter and Balaji Rajendran with bronze with 9.89 meters. The men's 200 meter T35 event saw Dmitry Safronov, a neutral Paralympic athlete, taking gold with a time of 24.20 seconds. India's Vinay claimed silver, while compatriot Abhishek Babasaheb Jadhav bagged the bronze. In the women's 200-meter T35-T38 event, Australia's Rhiannon Clark won the gold medal, while Margarita Goncharova, representing the neutral para-athletes contingent, claimed silver. India's Preeti Pal secured the bronze with a time of 31.50 seconds. Earlier, Preeti had also won a silver medal in the 100-meter race. Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Festival of Colors Holi is being celebrated across the country with vibrant hues, music and festive joy. President, Vice President and Prime Minister extend greetings to the countrymen. Russian President Vladimir Putin thanks Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Trump for their efforts to end Russia-Ukraine conflict. center plans to turn Northeast into next saffron hub and India top medals tally with 134 medals at the World Para Athletics Grand Prix 2025. And with that, we end the midday news.